Hello, fans, and welcome in to KCNR Shasta Redding. We're out here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the Colt 45s taking on the Alameda Anchors. I'm Jacob Green, joined here tonight for this Saturday evening edition, the second game of a three-game weekend series. Jacob Green joined here by Spencer Schlange on a very hot one. Up in triple digits tonight, sitting around 102 as we approach first pitch, but a light breeze blowing in to cool things off. Hopefully the temp drops as we progress here rapidly. Tonight, the Alameda Anchors will be sending Ryan Jurich to the mound to face off against Wyatt Green of your Colt 45s. The Colt 45s last night dropped the game by a score of 7-5, something we haven't seen at home at Tiger Field since last year, about midway through the year. A very rare feat happening last night with the Alameda Anchors storming back. They had put up 6 runs on the board in the 8th inning, and that was enough to take the lead from the Colt 45s, and then eventually the Colt 45s would run out of time and lost the game by a score of 7-5. They dropped their season record to 16-2 on the year. Now, before we get to the starting lineups, we're going to have our nation's anthem sung to you tonight. My apologies, performed by the Sandlot Sound Machine tonight, not sung by anyone. We'll get that to you in just a few moments here as they just readjusted the flags out there in center field to make sure the American flag was all nice and proper as we begin tonight's anthem. We have the Star Spangled here at Tiger Field. Again, the Star Spangled Banner being performed tonight by the Sandlot Sound Machine, the marching band here at Tiger Field.
Hold for processing.
That was the Sandlot Sound Machine for tonight's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Again, the Colt 45s, after dropping the game last night, have dropped down to a record of 16-2 on the 2025 campaign. But before last night, they had put together over 40 runs on the board. That was against the South Bay Storm. They won both of those games by 20-plus runs. Spencer, going into this night, take me through some of what you're looking for as far as the 45s are concerned.
Yeah, thank you, Jacob. It's an absolute honor to be here today. I'm very excited. Today we're just looking for, you know, hopefully after, as you mentioned, the drop game. First time, as you mentioned as well, the Colt 45s have lost here at home in a long time. In this calendar year, this is their first loss at home in the season in their campaign. So tonight we're just looking for them to get more runs on the board. They've been really lethal on offense this entire season, scoring a lot of runs left and right, but last night was a little bit of a dead spell for them on the offense end. Only putting up 5 runs, where the 2 nights before that, you said they put up about 45 runs in total in just those 2 games. Yeah. So, yeah, just getting a lot of offense going tonight and hoping to even up this series in just the 3-game series with tonight's game and tomorrow being the final to wrap it up.
Yeah, hopefully they can snag 2 of 3 here against the Alameda Anchors, but the Alameda Anchors will be standing in the way. Their leadoff man, Jafari Williams, will be out there patrolling center field. He had a great night last night with a couple of singles. He went 2-for-5. And then Paul Wagner at second base, batting second followed up by Titus Wheelock at first base, batting third. Then Joseph Hoskins, the shortstop, who made a fantastic play in the 5-6 hole, making a jumping throw off of his left leg. Threw it to first in time, where Wheelock made a great stretch over there at first, reaching down the first baseline. Hoskins batting cleanup, and then Parker Hellickson, the DH, Emmett Desmond, the catcher tonight. He pinch hit after being the courtesy runner last night for the Alameda Anchors. And then Gaetano Polziotti in right field, Logan Kim in left, Andy Moon, the third baseman, for Ryan Jurich, the right-hander out of Livermore, California, Cal State, East Bay. Again, for the Alameda Anchors, Williams in center, Wagner at second, Wheelock at first, Hoskins at shortstop, batting cleanup, Hellickson the DH, Desmond the backstop, Polziotti in right, Kim in left, and Moon at third. For the Colt 45s, Kobe Raphael will be leading things off and playing center field, followed up by Adam Reyes in left field, batting second, then Dylan Green, the designated hitter, batting third, followed by Dom DeCagno in right field, hitting cleanup. Then Sam Marr at third base, followed by Andrew Mora at first. Ryan Hamm at second base. And Rain McMillan behind the plate doing the catching for Mr. Wyatt Green, the starting pitcher tonight for the Colt 45s. Then batting ninth will be Mark Anthony Carroll. Rafael in center, Reyes in left. Green the DH. DeCagno in right field, batting cleanup. Marr at third, Mora at first. Hamm, the second baseman, Rain McMillan, the catcher, and Mark Anthony Carroll at shortstop for Wyatt Green, who is 1-0 on the year with a 0 ERA. He started one game, pitched four innings, seven strikeouts, no hits, no walks. Absolutely shoving against NBO. That start came on June 20th. For this Colt 45 offense, they have some lethal bats in there. And, of course, a couple of those bats, Dom DeCagno and Adam Reyes, really leading the way, Spencer, and it's kind of been the bread and butter for the Colt 45s all night long. Hopefully they can get more than five runs on the board tonight, or at least limit the damage from this very powerful, offensively speaking at least, Alameda Anchors team.
Yeah, for sure. Like I mentioned earlier, just more offense from them. We've seen great offense from the Colt 45s all season. And it looks like yesterday, just based off the numbers, it was they were out hit and outperformed in the end of the day. It's very rare you see teams score five runs and have it be an off night, and that's how it's been this season for the Colt 45s. Just five runs, not even necessarily a bad score. They hit the ball well. They scored some runs, but not enough, and not what we're used to seeing out of them, especially here at home.
Yeah, and a lot of missed chances as well. They left 13 runners on base. They started off the game leaving the bases loaded, and it was just kind of the ongoing theme of the night. There was only one inning where they didn't leave. My apologies, two innings where they left no runners on base. And that was when they went down 1-2-3. That was in the third and ninth innings. So other than that, they left three men on board for nearly every inning. And on 10 hits, with only five runs, you got to be able to scratch those runs across. For the Alameda Anchors, they had seven runs on nine hits and also had two errors, and the Colt 45 was just unable to really take advantage of those opportunities and didn't scratch across any more runs than they could have. It was just a rough night for the Colt 45 offense, and they walked away with a loss, which probably did not feel good considering how late in the ball game all six of those go-ahead runs came.
Yeah, absolutely. That just adds a little insult to injury there. Just losing the game enough is really unfortunate, but those runs coming as late as they did at the very end of the game, they were leading the whole way through, and then just kind of falling apart and all in the same inning. Very disappointing, and I'm sure they're excited to get to face them again tonight and look to even this series up and take it home tomorrow as well.
Andrew Mora is, of course, still in the lineup and started at first base. He's leading the team with 24 RBIs, but he has dropped down a few spots in the lineup, which is not something I expected, but nonetheless, we'll see how he produces with batting behind Reyes, Green, DeCagno, and Sam Marr. Sam Marr has three homers on the year, which is tied for the team lead with John Handy, who also has three dingers. So some extra power in the lineup tonight with Sam Marr, who's playing third base Isaac Mandujano with the night off after he had a great game last night. He actually made a few great plays. As we are set to get things started here, leading things off will be the right-hand hitter Jafari Williams, center fielder. Switch hitter batting right at the first pitch from Wagner. Hits the top of the zone for a called strike one, for a called ball, my apologies. First pitch comes in at 7:15. Pitch is fouled back to the screen. We'll even up the count at one ball and one strike. Jafari Williams last night, 2-for-4, but was caught stealing. He was the lone hit of the ball game until the seventh. Now the 1-1 delivery from the righty Wagner. Off the first base side, wave, and a miss for strike two. Got him on the breaking ball. The Colt 45s locking their home whites with the black short sleeves underneath the Alameda anchors, the yellow tops and black lettering. Here's the 1-2. This is low and away. Great block by McMillan. Moving to his right. The 2-2. Popped up for the Alameda anchors on deck circle, but running out of room as it ends up straying back behind the dugout. Both Mora and McMillan giving chase. Count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, Jacob, and little to no wind whatsoever on this really hot Saturday evening. Wonder how much that'll play effect in tonight's game.
There's a ground ball toward the 5-6 hole. Backhand by the shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll. Throw to first is not anywhere close to in time. Mark Anthony Carroll getting to it, but just unable to make a strong throw in time. Jafari Williams showing off his speed, getting to first in plenty of time. That's the way the ball game begins.
Absolutely. Yeah, that ball was hit pretty deep, too. Carroll was in a deeper position. Collects that ball just about on the grass track, so making that throw all the way back. Essentially from the outfield, and Williams has no problem outrunning that there.
Now the right end hitting Paul Wagner to the plate. Watches a fastball just this upstairs to ball one. Runner takes the lead from first. A big lead over there at first being held on by Mora as this bunt popped back over the screen. Fan trying to make a bare hand play. Cam's off a seat. Still can't quite get a handle on it. Pop up. Foul back over the screen. Third baseman playing even with the bag at third. A couple steps off the line. Anticipating a bunt here, but might have Paul Wagner swinging away. Wagner last night was 1-for-3, was also hit by a pinch. Showing bunt here, lays it down right back to the pitcher, gloves, and flips to first in time. They'll let Williams move to second easily. Quick throw back to second, not in time. Throw by Andrew Mora, not in time. Wagner out on the sacrifice bunt. 1-3. Spencer, you saw that play unfold a little bit better than I did.
Yeah, it's a good look there from Mora. He saw that Williams just kind of overran second base a little bit, didn't keep his hand or feet on the bag, went to make the play, and went for the tag, but Williams able to use his speed to get back to the bag. So we got a runner on second base here.
Yeah, runner in scoring position for the righty, Titus Wheelock, who watches an off-speed float in there for a called strike one. Now glove at the belt, Wagner ready, checks the runner at second. The 0-1, fouled back over the screen for strike two. Mora is the first baseman, Ryan Hamm playing second base, Mark Anthony Carroll at short, and Sam Marr, the third baseman. They're shifted to pull on the right-hand hitter. Here's the 0-2, fouled back again toward the parking lot. Count holds at no balls and two strikes from left to right field. We have Adam Reyes in left, Rafael in center, and DeCagno in right. It's the defense behind the starting pitcher, Wyatt Green. Coming set now is Wagner off the first base side. The 0-2 delivery as he checks the runner back at second with one out. Fastball just off the plate. moves the count to one ball and two strikes.
Wheelock not allowing much real estate here between himself and the plate, getting real up and personal next to that plate, just crowding it, essentially.
Now chops this one foul again back toward the on-deck circle. So the count holds at one ball and two strikes. A little bit of a battle here. Five pitches in with a trio of foul balls. Wagner comes set, glove at the belt. Looks Williams back at second. 1-2 pitch with one out. Hooked at again, foul. Back to the screen. Wheelock just throwing the barrel at it. Trying to fight off those pitches that are close.
Yeah, Wheelock doing just what he needs to do. Just making contact, staying alive in the count. Started off 0-2. But Wyatt Green's putting it where he needs to as well. So not making it easy for him here.
Yeah, definitely just trying to get something on the edge. Get Wheelock to chase. The 1-2. This is up and in for ball two. The infield shifted to pull for the big right-hand hitter, Wheelock. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left as well. The 2-2 delivery from Wagner with the runner going. Inside throw down to third base is not in time. An easily swiped bag for Jafari Williams. He got a huge jump. And Wheelock goes down to looking. Fastball was taken inside with the runner going. End up being called strike three on a little bit of a 50-50 ball. Joseph Hoskins, the cleanup man, now to the plate with two gone. Joseph Hoskins last night was the nine hitter. He was 0-for-3 with a walk. He takes a ball, just misses the zone.
Yeah, and with me being out yesterday, Jacob, this is my first time getting a look at Jafari Williams, and so far, that man, I could say safely, that man is speedy.
This one's popped up. Should be playable. The shortstop, Marc-Anthony Carroll, drifting out shallow left field. Called off by the left fielder, Adam Reyes, who squeezes it for out number three. And the side is retired. The Alameda Anchors threaten, but they do not score. They leave one as we head to the bottom of the first. Cole 45 is coming up in the bottom half of this scoreless ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Community Foundation of the North State. At the Community Foundation of the North State, they believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, they link people who care with cases that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State, local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Saturday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball as they look to bounce back after dropping the first game of this three-game series. So they won the first two of the week against the South Bay Storm. It's going to be Ryan Jurich facing off against Colby Raphael, Adam Reyes, and Dylan Green to start things off. For Colby Raphael last night, he went 3-for-4 with a trio of stolen bases and reached on an error. So a great night at the plate last night for Colby Raphael. Really showing off that speed that he has, adding three more stolen bases to his stats on the year. He's got 13 now heading into this game.
Yeah, that's just something you love to see there from Raphael, just showing activity on the bat at the plate, and as well just once on the bases. Great base running from him all season.
And the righty Ryan Jurich set to deliver his first pitch off the first base side of the rubber. The right end hitting Rafael is a chopper toward the left of the second baseman, moving to his left, bobbles it, and Rafael safe at first. A couple of infield singles to begin both sides of offense for both teams. And Rafael, again, likely having the green light for Ryan Jurich, the right-hander. 6'4", 210 out of Livermore, California, and Cal State East Bay. Back near my stomping grounds, back home in the Bay Area. Reyes with a slightly open stance. The first pitch is fouled back over the first base dugout for strike one. Reyes waves the bat back and forth. The anchor's looking for two on the infield. They have the second baseman shaded up the middle. Here's the 0-1. Rafael not running, trying to deke the pitchers. This one's fouled back to the screen for strike two.
Reyes was 2-for-5 last night. Not scoring, he's still on base.
Reyes waving the wood back and forth. Now ready as Jurich comes set. Now the 0-2, Rafael running. His fastball swung on and fouled back. And Rafael will have to retrace his steps as Jurich will get a new baseball. Rafael trotting back to first base where he's being held on by Titus Wheelock. Now Reyes readies as Jurich checks the runner at first. Comes set. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. The 0-2 pitch. It's a breaking ball. Bow back again. And history will repeat itself. Jurich with another new baseball. Reyes battling. Trying to work the 0-2 count. But Jurich throwing strikes. Now Jurich comes set. Glove with the belt. Kicks and deals. The 0-2 Rafael running. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second base. In time, a strike him out, throw him out, double play, and quickly, two gone. A great throw by the catcher, Emmett Desmond, for the Alameda Anchors, and a strike him out, throw him out, double play. That's only the second time Colby Rafael has been thrown out this year.
Yeah, as you mentioned there, Jacob, just a great throw all the way across over the pitcher, making its way to the second baseman and able to apply the tag quickly against a dangerous Rafael.
And that was a swinging strikeout as well, which means the catcher really had to let Reyes finish his swing and kind of work around Reyes finishing his swing in order to get that throw down. So it was a fantastic throw by the catcher as Dylan Green takes a call at strike one. Right-handed hitter. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and miss for strike two. Blew a heater right by him.
Yeah, Ryan Jurich looking amazing so far. Absolutely dominant. That's 0-2 count. And he's already got a strikeout to his name and then turned up double play after a single from there from the second baseman as well. So
now the 0-2 from the tall righty to Dylan Green in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Emmett Desmond, but no need to corral it with nobody on. Nobody on and two gone. The corner is protecting those foul lines, playing no doubles, trying to take away anything pulled or poked the other way. Now a 1-2 count on the designated hitter. The 1-2 delivery hit in the air toward right. Should be playable. The right fielder shielding his eyes will camp underneath it and squeeze it as he trots in. Holziati will register out number 3 and the side is retired. The Colt 45s score none. They get a hit, but the strike not throw him out. Double play puts the Colt 45s away. As we head to the top of the second inning here in this scoreless ball game.
Tonight's Community Foundation of the North State is the sponsor of tonight's Colt 45s game. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, they've linked people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more today.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday evening edition of Colt 45's baseball here at Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's going to be Hellickson, Desmond, and Fulgiati due up for the Alameda Anchors, facing off against Wyatt Green here in the scoreless top of the second. First pitch is a fastball that catches the knees of Hellickson.
Great looking first pitch there from Wyatt Green. Just nothing for Hellickson to work with.
As Green tries to get him to chase a breaking ball out of the zone, but laying off of it was Hellickson. Yeah, great just first pitch there to get an easy strike, the 1-1 delivery. Swung on and missed for strike two. Got a piece that went into the catcher's glove, actually, I believe. One ball and two strikes. The outfield and infield playing straight up. 1-2. On the inside corner, right at the belt, ring him up, strike three called. Hellickson down, looking.
Ball strike three, Hellickson.
It's the first strikeout for Wyatt Green.
Oh, yeah.
Both pitchers moving rather quickly through their progressions tonight. The catcher, Emmett Desmond, to the plate. Emmett Desmond with the strike him out, throw him out, double play in the bottom of the first. Leans out of the way of a fastball up and in near the shoulder from ball one. A little fun fact about this Alameda Anchors team. The third base coach and head coach, Jerry Gibbs, a friend of mine. Shout out one of my friends, Jared Gibbs, who just commissioned to be a deputy in the state of Tennessee. Here's the 2-0. Knocked foul at the first baseline. Here's the count, two balls and one strike. So that was pretty cool to see last night. A nice little surprise at the ballpark. Rolled up and saw a familiar face. Here's the 2-1. This is low and in for ball three. And also with a fellow Red Hawk starting the game for the Alameda Anchors. The 3-1. Poked foul toward the on deck circle to move the cap to three balls and two strikes. Kevin Stapleton starting last night's game for the Anchors. So that was cool to see as well. Another Red Hawk playing at Tiger Field. Now the payoff pitch with one out. Misses way upstairs for ball four, and Desmond will work a walk. Which, a little bit of history about, I believe it's 3 or 4 years ago now, the home games for Simpson University baseball here in Reading were actually played at Tiger Field before their ballpark was finished. As it is now, it's fully furnished with lights and dugouts and everything, fully done. Now the first pitch, the right end hitting Fulgiati is fouled off the catcher, McMillan, for strike one. Runner on first, that's Desmond, being held on by Mora. Shadows starting to cover the field now. Under bluebird skies and rather hot conditions, we're sitting at around 101. Quick pickup attempt over to first, not in time. Diving back was Desmond.
As you mentioned, Jacob, just Tiger Field, a great place to see some friendly and familiar faces and just build a great community around this ballpark.
As Fulgiati takes a called strike on the outside corner. And yeah, just a lot of fun memories for me at this ballpark. I've watched a lot of friends play with the Simpson baseball team, and then also getting to call games last year with some Red Hawks on the Colt 45 team, especially Eric Winchester with a no-hitter. The 0-2 is a breaking ball on the inside corner at the knees. Fulgiati knew it. The second strikeout looking for Wyatt Green tonight. And we'll bring up the right end hitting Logan Tim.
The fielder, number 19, Logan Tim.
Yeah. Wyatt Green, Jacob, just doing a great job of just really confusing the batters at the plate. They don't know where that ball's going to end up with those breaking balls. And that's why he's got a couple to his name already of just looking strikeouts here.
He's done a great job of just mixing his pitches and really setting up the hitters to look for something different. Tim, right in hitter, deep in the box. He was 0-1 last night. Here's a 1-0, misses up and in for ball two. Just when you set up the batters to stay off balance and they're unable to guess what you're going with next, you can really use that breaking ball to your advantage. And so far, Wyatt Green's mixing the fastball and off-speed really well. This one's a line shot toward Mora, handled on a hop, kicks through him off his glove and caroms into shallow right. Around second into third base will be Desmond, and it'll be runners at the corners now for Andy Moon. On a hot shot that just bounced a little awkward, Mora had his glove on it, but as he came up to try and knock it down, ended up going off just the tip of his glove and didn't handle it cleanly. And now there's two gone with runners at the corners for the Alameda Anchors.
Yeah, just a really unfortunate hop there from Andrew Moore, not able to stay in front of that one, and gets runners on the corners, as you mentioned.
The runner going through down to second base is in time, and the side is retired. So first pitch to Andy Moon is a caught stealing of Logan Kim. So the side is retired. The Alameda Anchors threaten, but they do not score. They strand one. As we head to the bottom of the second inning.
Community Foundation of North State is sponsor of tonight's Colt 45's game. At the Community Foundation of the North State, they believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more today.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State, local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hello, fans. Hello. Tiger Field in Reading, California. So scoreless bottom of the second after the caught stealing of Logan Kemp in the top of the second. The Alameda Anchors two-out rally was diminished. It'll be Dom DeCagno, Sam Marr, and Andrew Mora due up to face off against Ryan Jurek of the Alameda Anchors here in the scoreless ballgame. And Spencer, we've already seen some great action from behind the plate with both catchers registering a caught stealing, nabbing a couple of base runners. It's always fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Just some great arms, and usually, yeah, making that throw over the pitcher's head to second base. Not very often do they find themselves throwing to third, but that's a long throw all the way out to second base from these catchers, and they're making it look easy, and just the second baseman or the shortstop applying the tag as well. Just great defense so far.
Yeah, and I remember when I had spent a little time at second base when I played JUCO ball back in the day. Say back in the day now, this is more than 4 years ago, but back in high school playing JUCO ball, and just... It's a long throw, but, man, that ball gets to you quick, and especially coming from the catcher, they're just hurrying their throw and trying to get it down there as quick as possible as the 0-1 delivery to DeCagno is slapped foul toward the anchor's dugout for strike two. You just kind of keep your body in front of it, corral the ball, and then apply the tag as quick as possible because the catcher's just trying to get the ball there as quick as he can. That allows you at second base or the shortstop to just apply the tag. But third base, man, when I was playing third base, that's terrifying. That's a 90-foot throw, and it gets there quick. Swing, and this for DeCagno. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. DeCagno down swinging for out number one. And the way you set up at third base as well, you have to flare your hips a little bit down so the catcher's throw is right to the inside of your shoulders. apply the tag. So you can't really put your body in front of it like you can at second base, and it's a whole different setup, which we saw from the third baseman for the Alameda Anchors, Andy Moon. But thankfully, the throw was right on the money from the catcher in the Desmond. Now Sam Mara takes a called strike one. As Jurek kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Now a 2-0 count on Sam Mara.
And yeah, just as you mentioned, Jacob, even more impressive than the power from these catchers is just the accuracy. Like, if you miss that throw, there's very possible damage to be dealt. Missing throw, having it roll all the way out into the outfield. So just great accuracy from these catchers and great hands from these and tags from these second basemen.
Yeah, that's really tough to just be able to play those positions, but also when you have a catcher that's having to throw a lot during the game, which is the benefit of speed on the bases, is a four-pitch walk is issued to Sam Mara. Now, Andrew Mora to the plate. And especially with both of these infields, both of these teams have very talented infields. We saw it last night with the shortstop really showing off his glove, moving to his left and right. But that throw from the 5-6 hole, I know you weren't here, Spencer, but it was on the rim of the outfield grass with the bases loaded and two outs. Made a strong throw to first base where Titus Wheelock was able to stretch as this pitch is fouled back toward the on-deck circle. And just proves that this is probably the most even matchup the Colt 45s have had all year, unless you count against the Fresno Athletics, who is an opponent we will see here at Tiger Field toward the middle of July. Here's the 0-1. It's outside. So this team specifically being the even match that they are, and we saw that last night with the loss the Colt 45s had, but also just the level of defense that both teams have, because, I mean, in all honesty, the biggest factor for the Colt 45s is the defense and how much better they are defensively than other teams, as Mora takes that pitch outside for ball two. And also, just to brag on the Bay Area a little bit, they produce some great baseball products.
Absolutely. This has by far been, so far, just two innings I've seen. Obviously, the results of last game, this has been the best series so far. And we get it all day today and all day tomorrow as well, so it's going to be a great 2 days of baseball for us.
Which is another reminder, great chance to bring your family out to the ballpark here at Tiger Field. Nice little Sunday finale tomorrow, but there's still time to get in today if you're around in the Reading local area. Here's the 2-2 delivery to the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora, the first baseman type. Runner takes his lead from first. Line shot foul down the third base side. Keeps the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. With one gone and the runner on first. Now Mora steps back in. 2 balls, 2 strikes to the first baseman. He's leading the team with 24 RBIs as Ian Jurek will get some dirt on his hand. Get a better grip on that baseball. The anchor's looking for two on the infield, shaded up the middle. Playing the left-hander to pull as well a little bit. The 2-2 hit in the air toward right center field. The right fielder giving chase toward the track. Calling out the center fielder. It's going to drop in between him, and Mara will have to hold at second. That'll put runners on first and second, though. The single from Andrew Mora. A little bit of a miscommunication there from the center fielder, Jafari Williams, and the right fielder, Polviotti.
Yeah, and Mora puts that in a spot right in between them. Very awkward for the center fielder and right fielder, as you mentioned, but that ball did hang in the air for a while. Just a little bit of miscommunication. They were right under it, but couldn't make the grab. So we got runners on first and second now. It was just one out down as well.
Ryan Hamm, the second baseman, to the plate. An open stance deep in the box. With Wheelock, the first baseman, playing in front of the runner. The first pitch is fouled back to the screen for strike one. And correct me if I'm wrong, Spencer, but the center fielder, Williams, the speedster, was actually shaded a little bit toward left, which might have been why that ball was a little bit harder to get to, because if he's playing straight up, that's a lot easier to get to.
Absolutely, but that, with how long that ball did sit in the air, that was a long single there for Mora. But yeah, Williams' positioning very well could have been the reason he couldn't get under that one.
0-1's delivered way outside to the right-hand hitter. Even up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike.
And I know that first pitch went back to the net, but a great-looking swing from Ryan Hand so far, just on the first at-bat of the night for him.
Yeah, and I believe one of his, if his, it's not his first start, it might be a second or third, but on the season, if he takes a called strike two. Runners at first and second with one out. The double play is still in order, but the left side of the infield shifted to pull on the right-hand hitter. Wheelock playing in front of the runner at first. That's Andrew Mora. Sam Mars over there at second. The 1-2 delivery in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, but it's going to skirt past him all the way back to the screen, and both runners are going to move up 90 feet on the wild pitch.
Yeah, baby.
Now a 2-2 count on Ryan Hamm. Now the 2-2 from the righty Jurek. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him. That's the third K for Ryan Jurek. A great pitch there. High octane. And Ryan Hamm is retired. That'll be the right-hand hitting Rain McMillan to the plate. Tonight's backstop, giving John Handy the night off.
And Jacob, definitely the most important at bat yet so far here for Rain McMillan, and in the ball game entirely with two runners in scoring position and two outs as well. Jurek looking to get out of this little pickle he's in here.
Swing and a miss for strike one. McMillan way out in front of that fastball. Now Jarrett comes at the 0-1. It's a fastball just off the plate outside. So even up the count at one ball and one strike. With two gone, runners at second and third, both in scoring position. The Colt 45s are a single away from putting a couple of runs on the board. There's two gone. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Ryan Jurek, the righty, off the first base side of the rubber. Fouled back to the screen. That'll move the count to one ball and two strikes. Ryan Jurek getting some more dirt on his hand. Trying to keep that grip, especially in his feet. See, he's sitting right at 100 degrees. Shadows starting to cover most of the field as the sun has begun its descent. McMillan's going to step out of the box and take some time, as well as Ryan Jurek, too. Seems like Jurek can't really decide with his catcher, Emmett Desmond, on what he wants to throw here. 1-2 count with two gone. Kicks and deals, fouled back over the screen toward the parking lot. Count holds at one ball and two strikes. We've seen a few battles between the pitchers and hitters here tonight at Tiger Field. Already, and we're just a little over 30 minutes into the ballgame. Now the 1-2 from Jurek with the runners at second and third. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Jurek throwing something different there, just trying to keep McMillan off balance. Two balls and two strikes, runners at second and third. The infield shifted to pull on the right end, hitting McMillan. You're in a scoreless bottom of the second. Jurek readies, now comes set, kicks and deals the 2-2, foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again.
That's a great-looking pitch from Jurek there, so great job from McMillan just getting a hold of it and staying alive in this count. As you mentioned, anything close here, he's going to be wanting to swing at with two runners in scoring position and two outs down.
And Jurek at this point just trying to do what he can to get the final out of the inning and get back in the dugout and in this two-out rally. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Jurek. In the dirt, just misses low. Just dropped by the catcher. Right below the knees, actually.
Now it gets even more interesting here with the count full, with two outs here and two runners in scoring position. Payout pitch, to say the least.
And it took Ryan Jurek eight batters to get to a full count. He checks the runners. The payoff delivery is chopped up the middle. The second baseman charging, waiting on the hop. Now throws to first. The stretch in time. Wheel lock. A great stretch there. And the second baseman with a fantastic throw. It was the second baseman, Paul Wagner, moving to his right, waiting for the last hop of that chopper. Handled it off his back foot and let it rip to first base in time. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score. They strand a pair. After two, we're still scoreless.
Tonight's Colt 45s game is sponsored by the Community Foundation of the North State. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, they link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more today.
At the Community Foundation, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Top of the third, Andy Moon was issued a four-pitch walk by Wyatt Green, and now it's top of the order in Jafari Williams to the plate. He singled to lead off the game before getting around to second base and then stole third. He takes a huge cut at that pitch, and this is it for strike one. Mora holding on the runner at first. That's Andy Moon, who made his first appearance of the series. He's got about three steps off the bag, showing bunt as Williams pops it back over the screen. Off the screen, rather, for strike two. The ball is in two strikes on Williams. He then collected that stolen base in the first inning, stealing third, which is a rare feat. Rare feat, at least. Now the 0-2 from Green. Foul back to the screen. Huge cut there on the fastball. Count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, Williams here doing just whatever he can to stay alive so far. Really down in the count right now.
Now the righty. Slightly open stance. Here's the 0-2. Chopped at the plate toward Moore at first, charging in, not going to be able to go to second. Wheels around, throws to first, and losing the baseball was the pitcher, Wyatt Green. Now there's runners at the corners with nobody out. Defensive blunder there. Mora stuck in between, even caught me off balance. He's going to throw to second, but easily to second base in time was Andy Moon. And then he wheeled around to flip to first, but Wyatt Green, the pitcher coming off the mound, was not even there in time, still making the underhand toss to him, but Jafari Williams easily beating out every Colt 45 to that first base. Now, Paul Wagner to the plate. Safe at first is Jafari Williams. That puts runners at the corners. And a lot unfolding on that play. Definitely still ruled an infield single, though, as Jafari Williams is going to beat it out. Now, Williams caught in the pickle between first and second. Back deck toward third. The throw escapes the third baseman, but Karam's off the dugout right back to him. Sam Marr keeping the ball close.
And now both pitchers, both runners, rather, being awarded an extra 90 feet. Jafari Williams wondering if he gets to go to third or not. Jafari Williams was trying to get caught in a pickle between first and second to allow the runner from third, Andy Moon, to catch the Colt 45 defense off balance and just break for home. But Williams was fighting between first and second on the throwdown from the catcher McMillan. Colt 45's unfortunately unable to handle that little trick play that was going. Now Bob Anderson's going to talk things over with the field umpires. A lot of extracurricular activities happening as far as this game goes now. The field umpires all talking to Bob Anderson because both runners were awarded an extra 90 feet. I'm not sure why. It must have been some sort of interference call. But one of those times we wish we had those mics hooked up to the umpires so we could know exactly what was going on.
Absolutely, yeah. Not entirely sure what happened, but regardless, we'll have Jafari Williams on third base, and Moon made his way around to score and open the scoring for tonight here in the top of the third.
Yeah, so now it's a 1-0 ball game, and Jafari Williams is on third. Now the right hand hitting Paul Wagner still in the box, working an 0-2 count after that pitch was taken for a strike. No balls and two strikes as the breeze has started to pick up a little bit here. I anticipate dropping into double digits again. So feel great as shade has started to cover most of Tiger Field here. Now everyone returns to their normal respective positions. And we'll set to resume things. The no ball, two strike count, runner on third. The 0-2 pitch misses the zone.
Called strike three for Adler.
I was called strike three. Might have missed something there. Another looking strikeout. I did not see the umpire say anything. A wheel lock with a huge cut and a miss for strike one. Jafari Williams at third base. It's a 1-0 ball game. As Green picks and deals the 0-1, another swing and a miss for strike two.
Yeah, a couple great-looking pitches, a pair of great pitches there from Green. Getting himself ahead in the count early, 0-2.
Now Green comes set. Picks and deals. Breaking for home is Jafari Williams. Kicks away from the catcher. Just barely diving for it, and Jafari Williams with a head-first slide is going to be safe at home. What a job by Jafari Williams breaking down from third. The ball kicked away. He was anticipating a wild pitch there as it was in the dirt and the catcher McMillan doing his best to keep it in front of him, but Karam to his right. He quickly pounced on it, turned to his left, and was diving head first for home. But Jafari Williams got his left hand in there, and on the wild pitch is able to advance home. Now it's 2-0 as Wheelock takes his next pitch up and in for ball two.
Yeah, and if we haven't said it enough, Jafari Williams, again, just making that 90-foot run look like half of that. Incredible speed for him.
Now Wheelock, on the appeal, apparently goes around. Called strike three, and now a very weird turn of events here. The third base coach, Jerry Gibbs, is going to come out and talk to the home plate umpire about this. Because it looked like they appealed on the play, but then the home plate umpire called him out for strike three, which typically on a check swing, especially on a strike three, you appeal to the field umpire. It's 2-0 here in the top of the third, with two gone. As Joseph Hoskins will come to the plate. Now the home plate umpire is barking at the Alameda Anchors dugout. Here's some thudding around out there at the Alameda Anchors dugout, which my assumption would be a very frustrated Titus Wheelock after he thought he was still working the count full, breaking ball from Joseph Hoskins, the called strike one. The home plate umpire was barking toward the Alameda Anchors dugout to make sure Alameda Anchors were kept in check. And what's been a very eventful top of the third inning.
Absolutely, but on baseball speaking, as that is what we were doing, we got Wyatt Green here doing a great job with two outs or two back-to-back strikeouts here just to really salvage this inning a little bit after allowing those first two runs in, just limiting the damage to the best of his ability.
Yeah, here's the 2-1 count from Wyatt Green, a strike on the outside corner. There it is. Now a 2-2 count. Great pitches here from Wyatt Green after some defensive blunders from the Colt 45s. The 2-2 delivery with two outs. Swing and a miss. Fastball on the side is retired. Wyatt Green strikes out the side. As we head to the bottom of the third with the Alameda Anchors up now by a score of 2-0.
Tonight's Colt 45's game is sponsored by Community Foundation of the North State. At the Community Foundation of the North State, they believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more today.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State, local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
In Redding, California, the Colt 45s are now down by a score of 2-0 here at this bottom of the third after a very eventful top of the third inning where a walk, a single, a wild pitch, a couple of errors cost the Colt 45s a couple of runs, and also I believe an interference call, just a lot of craziness happening. And now the Colt 45 is down by a score of 2-0, but Mark Anthony Carroll due up along with Colby Raphael and Adam Reyes for this bottom of the third. Mark Anthony Carroll takes a ball upstairs. Takes the count 1-0.
And although two runs were allowed in the last inning, or last half inning, rather, as this one gets fouled back into the parking lot for strike number one, even the count at one apiece, White Green doing a great job sitting down three batters in a row. Two strikeouts swinging and one strikeout looking, just to really salvage the inning and limit the damage.
Yeah, great job sending down three Alameda anchors, taking matters into his own hands and sitting them all down via the K. You love to see it from your starting pitcher. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner, strike two. That curveball was absolutely filthy. It's a 12-6 breaking ball right there. Dropped into the inner part of the zone. Now the 1-2 pitch from the righty, Jurek. Poked at, hit the air toward right. Should be playable. The right fielder settling underneath it. Pulviati will squeeze it for out number one. Fly out. Right field will bring up the top of the order in Colby Raphael, who singled his last time up before he was caught stealing.
And let's hear for a bat boy tonight. That's
Jacob. Jacob the bat boy gets some applause. Maybe we should do a career switch just for a day.
Absolutely.
I'll be the bat boy. He can come up here and do play-by-play with you.
Absolutely. I would pay to see that.
I think an 8-year-old doing play-by-play of a baseball game would actually be a really good time. Raphael takes a called ball. If he's a bat boy, he knows baseball, so. There's a 1-0, poked at foul over the first base dugout. Even up the count at 1-1. Now, Ryan Jurek kicks and deals the 1-1 delivery. This is low. Good take there by Raphael.
Yeah, and the Colt 45's just looking to get the offense going, like I said last night, scoring just 5 runs, which we're used to seeing sometimes even quadruple that in 9 innings. But nothing to show for it yet. But it is early still, and they're still trying to get it going.
Raphael fouls this one back deep into the parking lot to move the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, the Colt 45's, it's not very often we see a lot of goose eggs on that scoreboard, that is for sure. They're looking to get something going here, but already with one away. A huge hole up the middle for Raphael. The 2-2 pitch, fouled back to the screen, and they do it again.
Yeah, they've had some good traffic on the bases as well, Jacob, with two runners in scoring position last inning, with just one out down at the time, runner on second and third. But Jurek does a great job of handling that and keeping the goose egg on the board.
Yeah, and just continually pitching out of the stretch for Jurek. See, kicks deals 3-2 inside. Umpire says it hit Raphael. So he'll get the free base no matter what. It was ball 4 regardless. But a hit that's been added to the tally of Jurek. Yeah, the Colt 45s with some opportunities as far as having bases. Runners on the bases, my apologies. But last night was no different. They had 13 runners left on base. That's just not something. If you want to see Raphael breaking for second, throw down to second base is not in time. Raphael with a great jump and easily gets to second base with the stolen base. He's now 14 of 16 on the year.
Yeah, and a little bit of revenge there from Raphael after getting thrown out last time. He found his way on first base, running for second. Made the dash a little quicker this time, a little more aggressive of a lead, and he's able to beat the tag easily.
Raphael on second base, in scoring position now. In this 2-0 ball game, it's the bottom of the third. As Adam Reyes grounds this one toward the shortstop, gloves moving to his left, struggles to first in time. Reyes is retired, but Colby Raphael moves to third base on the play. 6-3 goes Adam Reyes, and Dylan Green now due up. And Spencer, the beauty of having a color commentator. What was the count on Adam Reyes?
It looked like it was just the 1 ball to start off, and then Raphael went on that pitch, and then he swung it in the very next one. So we got Raphael making his way to third base, but unfortunately Reyes does fall in a 6-3 put out for the second out of the inning here.
I love a color commentator who knows what's happening in the ball game because I want to make sure my scorecard's correct, which is something that I mean to be completely transparent over the airwaves as Jerry Gibbs makes his way back after the meeting on the mound. the head coach of the Alameda Anchors. Just want to make sure my scorecard's right, because both of us are keeping score of this ballgame to make sure we have all our information correct. I want to make sure everything stays sharp for all of our listeners out there over the airwaves.
Absolutely. It's easy with everything that's going on, all the confusion, all the hecticness, especially when the ball's getting thrown back and forth, you know, double plays, stuff like that, or when there's traffic away from the plate. It's easy to miss things, so it's good to have an extra set of eyes out there for sure.
Nice little catch-all as Dylan Green takes a called strike in the bottom of the zone. Flew out to right field his last time up. I'm just glad the listeners also appreciate having two different voices on the call. So
absolutely. It's always fun. Just spice it up a little bit.
They love when we're on the air together, which is always nice. I've even got some compliments for David Wiley, our producer, who filled in for us. Just believe that was last weekend. If my memory proves correct, is Green takes a called strike two when I was out of town.
It looks like here, Jacob, we're finally getting a little breeze here out at Tiger Field. Just a little bit something kind of blown back in our faces a little bit, maybe a little right to left.
But still not moving those flags out there in center field as this next pitch is delivered upstairs for ball one. One ball and two strikes on Dylan Green with Colby Rafael at third base. Yeah, that breeze coming in off the Sacramento River, cooling things off a little bit. We've dropped now down to 98 degrees and what feels nice and cool after a high of 102 today. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Fastball swing and a miss for strike three, and the side is retired. The Cool 45s threaten, but they do not score. It's 2-0 after three as we had two at the top of the fourth inning.
Tonight's Cool 45s game is sponsored by the Community Foundation of the North State. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, enabling people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more today.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. First pitch swing from Parker Hellickson is a base hit up the middle for a leadoff single here in this top of the fourth inning. The leadoff man is aboard facing off against Wyatt Green here in this fourth inning. Wyatt Green has six strikeouts on the night. Right in hitting Emmett Desmond. The catcher will step up to the plate. Emmett Desmond, the middle infielder out of Santa Cruz, California, and Hartnell College. Takes a first pitch inside, so ball one. Desmond walked his last time up, but perished over there at third base. Here's the 1-0 from Green. On the outside corner at the knees, a called strike one.
And Jacob, this might be the first night that I've called a game with you where I have seen the Colt 45's defense struggle to keep batters off the bases from their opponents. As you mentioned earlier, this is a very evenly matched game, or series, if you will. And obviously dropping that game last night. But that just speaks volumes in just how good this Alameda Anchors team really is.
Yeah, the Colt 45s already have a couple of errors on the night. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe both of those errors were Andrew Mora. One was the fielding error, then the other was a throwing error that went wide of the bag at third base past Sam Marr. which is something you do not see a lot from Andrew Mora. He's one of the best gloves that the Colt 45s have, which is typical of a first baseman. It's usually your best glove on the infield. A 2-2 count now on Desmond. But very uncharacteristic night from Andrew Mora. Hopefully he can settle back in. Swing and a miss way out in front of that breaking ball was Desmond. That's out number one and strikeout number seven for Wyatt Green.
Yeah, Wyatt Green's looked absolutely amazing today. Really unstoppable up there besides a few walks and obviously those errors, as you mentioned. Mora just looking maybe a little unlucky tonight as well. Just a couple weird hops and then looking to turn two, but getting a little off balance. Just some small mistakes, but nothing too serious, but unfortunately it did cause a lot of damage.
Yeah, pulls the Audi here. Facing off against Wyatt Green, and as you said, the Colt 45 is looking for two. Trying to get a twin killing. Next pitch misses high.
That's a great grab there as well by Ray McMillan. Right in front of the umpire there, anything over his head there, and you'd have to assume that Hellickson would make his way to second base nearly for free with no worries.
There's the 1-0 on the outside corner at the knees, even if the count of one ball and one strike. That's absolutely true, Spencer. Yeah, you don't want that to escape. Ball away to the backstop, takes away the double play, and just causes a lot more stress on your pitcher. It also puts another runner in scoring position. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Green on the outside corner again. A great off-speed pitch for a called strike two.
Yeah, Green doing a good job of sneaking a few pitches in there. Nothing too crazy, nothing super fast, just keeping those batters on their toes, as you mentioned earlier.
1-2 swing and a miss. For Pulziotti, high octane, blew it by him for strikeout number 8 on the night for Wyatt Green.
And I think it is safe to say, Jacob, that Wyatt Green likes himself the knockout punch. As you mentioned, 8 strikeouts now on the night. Let's see here, if I'm not mistaken, half of those, 4 of them being swinging as well, the last 4.
Yeah, the first 4 were looking and the last 4 have been swinging, which is a fun little pattern there. That's also his 15th strikeout of the season.
Yeah, if you showed me these stats from Wyatt Green here, I would call you crazy if you said they were behind in this game right now, but a lot of time to play.
First pitch, breaking ball, catches the knees for a called strike one on Logan Kim. Elias Rubio is actually the pinch hitter. Rubio, last night, he's backed off the plate here, leaning back out of the way of that pitch. He was in right field last night. He was 0-for-3 with a flyout, lineout, and strikeout looking before Logan Kim took over for him. Now Rubio takes a called strike two. 1-2 on Rubio. The pinch hitter for Logan Kim. Here's a 1-2 pitch. On the inside corner, ring him up. Strike three called. He's gone. Oh, looking back-to-back innings where Wyatt Green caves the side. As we head to the bottom of the fourth here in this 2-0 ball game.
Tonight's Running Colt 45's game is sponsored by the Community Foundation of the North State. At the Community Foundation of the North State, they believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more today.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State, local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green.
joined here by Spencer Schlange with KCNR Shasta Reddick. It's great to have you with us on a wonderful Saturday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. They're taking on the Alameda Anchors here in the second game of a weekend series. The series finale tomorrow. The leadoff man for the inning, Dom DeCagno, will step up to the plate. Kelvin Jones is in the game in left field. Not sure where he'll be hitting in the order, but Elias Rubio did come in to pinch hit for Logan Kim. So as soon as we figure out exactly where in the lineup I'll be fitting, we'll let you know. As DeCagno takes a called strike, evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Nobody out, nobody on here in this 2-0 ball game. It's the bottom of the fourth. Working off the first base side is Ryan Jurek. He kicks and deals. It's grounded toward the shortstop, waiting for it. Gloves throws across in time for the 6-3 put out. Joseph Hoskins, the routine ground ball. We'll bring up Sam Marr. Marr, his last time up, walked and then was stranded over there at third base, along with Andrew Moore at second base when Ryan Hamm and Ray McMillan failed to keep the line moving. One of the biggest chances for the Colt 45s this game. Just couldn't scratch a run across. This one's hit in the air toward right center field. A little flare. The right fielder coming in, going into a dive. A sliding catch made by the right fielder. I believe Elias Rubio. Or Pulziotti, my apologies.
Yeah, great play there by Pulziotti. Fully extended, sliding a little bit there, almost like a dive. Feet first, making that grab, body completely sideways. And if that one drops, that's an easy single, at least, for Mara. Or for Mara, excuse me.
Yeah, Mara putting the bail to that ball, but just got under it a little too much. This is a line shot into right field for a clean base hit for Andrew Mora. He's got a couple of hits on the night now.
And that's one of the better looking swings we've seen tonight. Just a great hit. Just belt it right between the first and second baseman. No chance for anyone to make a play on that, and it's going to roll its way all the way out to Pulziotti, who had that last play as well.
So that actually answers my question about who's in left center and right field. So I believe it will be Kelvin Jones taking things over in that left field spot in the lineup, as this one's grounded foul down the third baseline for strike one. And that means Elias Rubio did not stay in the game as the pinch hitter. I also second-guessed myself. I saw 22, I thought, on the back of the jersey, which I knew was Titus Wheelock over at first base. And thankfully, again, color commentators coming in clutch. This pitch is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Desmond. One ball and one strike. That holds more at first. It was a great play out there in right field by Pulziotti as well. Again, converging in shallow right center field and below the knee, reaching down to squeeze it. Strike two called on right in hitting Ryan Hamm, who struck out swinging his last time up and went into a slide after the play, after the catch was made, rather. Now the righty kicks and deals the 1-2 pitch. Foul back to the screen toward the on-deck circle of the Alameda Anchors. The count holds at one ball and two strikes.
Yeah, and that just straight-up hustle play by Pulziotti is the difference right now between a runner on first and second with one out and just a runner on first with two outs, which is what we have, actually. Just a great hustle play, just effort over everything, able to make his way out there and get the grab.
It's that defense coming in clutch for the Anchors. This one sails past the catcher all the way back to the screen. Mora will take second base.
on the wild pitch. Another wild pitch for Ryan Jurek, as there's some activity out in the bullpen for the Alameda Anchors. Slowly getting loose out there is Adam Aboud, who pitched last night for the Alameda Anchors. Now the 2-2 delivery to the right hand hitting Ham with two gone and the runner on second. Jurek checks the runner. Swing and a miss, and that's the way the inning ends. The Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score. They strand Mora at second base. After four, it's 2-0. The Alameda Anchors on top. Tonight's sponsor is the Community Foundation of the North State. At the Community Foundation of the North State, they believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State, local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field.
It's
Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Slayton. It's great to have you with us. Leading things off for the Alameda Anchors will be Andy Moon. He'll be followed up by the top of the order, Jafari Williams and Paul Wagner. Andy Moon, one of two batters who have not struck out tonight. He takes a called strike one here in this top of the fifth inning. Thought about pulling the trigger there, catch the breaking ball right at the knee on the inside corner for strike two.
Wyatt Green just carrying right now absolute dominance. The last six outs coming off of his arm, just straight strikeouts for all six.
The 0-2 in the dirt, swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. The tag applied by the catcher, Rand McMillan. And on cue, another K added to the total. That is the 10th strikeout for Mr. Wyatt Green tonight, as the top of the order, Jafari Williams, to the plate. The center fielder who has singled twice tonight. He's also still on a base. And he came in to score on that wild pitch from third base. Here's the first pitch to him. Swing! And missed for strike one. Wyatt Green mixing that off speed.
And if I'm not mistaken, Jacob, this is the last batter that Wyatt Green has yet to strike out. But now, another swing and a miss for Williams. So it's going to be an 0-2 count, and Wyatt Green's got a chance to end that right here.
Yeah, quickly 0-2, and I anticipate a breaking ball here as Green shakes off his catcher a couple times now. Throws one up and in for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Trying to work Jafari Williams if he can. Although, 1-2, swing and a miss! The catcher clearing and throwing down to first in time. And now every Alameda Anchor batter has been retired via the strikeout from Wyatt Green. That's the 11th strikeout. And also, you said it, Spencer, the 6th, 7th, now 8 outs in a row have been via the K. First pitch to Paul Wagner. Right-hand hitter is wide for ball one.
Yeah, and obviously, Jacob, take this with a grain of salt, as that one's belted out foul ball. Take this with a grain of salt, because you would argue that so far Wyatt Green has had a lights-out performance, but the Colt 45s do trail 2-0.
Yeah, lights out performance, but the only blemish on that scorecard is this one's popped up on the infield. Mora calling for it. Playable for him. Will be called off by the second baseman for the Colt 45s. That's Mr. Ryan Hamm, who will squeeze it for the out. Pop out to the second baseman. Retires the side. And, yeah, the only blemish on the scorecard is from that third inning. And they were all via the error that those runners scored. Not a lot of hits given up by Wyatt Green. As we head to the bottom of the fifth, we're halfway through our ball game tonight here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Alameda Anchors on top of the Colt 45s by a score of 2-0.
Tonight's game is sponsored by the Community Foundation of the North State. At the Community Foundation of the North State, they believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more today.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State, local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45s.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. On in relief is Adam Aboud. My apologies. Number 15, Elliot Sue, out of Cupertino, California. Another sidewinding submariner, which is why I thought it was Adam Aboud, who pitched last night. So he concludes his warm-up tosses here. It will be Rain McMillan, Mark Anthony Carroll, and then the top of the order, Colby Raphael, two up. It is Adam Aboud. My apologies. Taking over for Brian Jurek, who goes four, so he will not qualify for the win. He goes four innings, three hits, no runs, none of them earned, with four strikeouts and 31 walk for Ryan Jurek, the starting pitcher for Alameda Anchors. A bad pitch last night, coming on in relief of Kevin Stapleton. There's a strike right at the knees. Make count. No balls and one strike. Aboud last night, one inning, four hits, two runs both earned, and he struck out a pair. Now he delivers the 0-1 to the right-hand hitting McMillan, fouled up the third baseline for strike two. McMillan 0 for 2. He grounded out to the second baseman his first time up.
And with this being my first look, obviously missing last night, Adam Aboud, absolutely ridiculous sidearm approach. Looks very nasty. We'll see if he can do some damage with it.
It's a very funky delivery that allows for a lot of extra movement on that baseball. This is a line shot beyond the leaping reach of the second baseman, Paul Wagner, in the right field for a base hit. McMillan will be aboard to lead off the inning. Mark Anthony Carroll now up. He flew out to the right fielders last time up. As the courtesy runner, Tyler Zanizer, out of Palisadro, California, will be McMillan's courtesy runner.
Yeah, McMillan does deserve a seat on the bench after a hit like that. Looked very nice, and now he can just relax and watch his Colt 45s get on the board, hopefully.
This one's fouled back out of play for strike one.
They're all good for one. I'm not going to grab that. Oh, yeah, excuse me.
No balls and one strike as the runner takes his lead from first at Van Nuys, the courtesy runner. This is the 0-1 showing bunt, pulling back, backpack toward first, tag applied, kicks away from the first baseman wheel lock, and tears to the second baseman, Wagner. Wagner perfectly placed, helping to recover that play. It was about to be an extra 90 feet for Tyler Zanheiser, but fortunately for the Alameda Anchors on the right side of the coin that time, it's now a 1-1 count on Mark Anthony Carroll with the open stance on the right side. The quick back pick by the catcher Emmett Desmond escaped wheel lock as he applied the tag. The throw beat the tag. My apologies. The throw beat the runner before the tag was applied, and then when the tag was applied, the ball escaping wheel lock's glove. Quick pick off a tip to first, not in time.
Another good-looking throw from catcher Desmond, looking to get that pickoff on Zanheiser, but Wheelock made a good grab and a good tag as well, but just lost the ball in the process.
And that back pick almost working for Desmond. Here's the 1-1, showing bunt again, pulling it back for ball two. It is Carroll. Zanheiser staying close over there at first base. Here's a 2-1, fouled back to the screen. Moves the count to two balls and two strikes.
That foul ball brought to you by Valley Handyman Service. Serving the community for more than 20 years. There's no job too big or too small.
2-2, wheel lock holding the runner on first at Zanheiser. Now the 2-2 pitches, a sidewinder delivers upstairs, escapes Desmond just momentarily, quickly recovers to keep Zanheiser close at first.
And this will be a big payout pitch here for Abowd and also for Carroll. Both of them just in a good place to do some damage here, make something happen. But Abowd's going to want to retire Carroll here if he can and get this inning started with an out.
Now the 3-2 runner going, misses wide. Ball four. So indifference there. Put the runners on first and second with nobody out here in this bottom of the fifth on the backside of our ball game tonight. Over halfway through it. As Bob Anderson will have a meeting with his runners aboard while the pitching coach makes his way out to talk to Adam Abowd. The third and first base coaches along with the batters and runners aboard, talking things over about what they're trying to do here. It's a 2-0 ball game, but now the go-ahead run at the plate after the leadoff single and then the walk to Mark Anthony Carroll. Zanheiser at second. He's a courtesy runner for McMillan, and then Mark Anthony Carroll at first, as everyone is going to make their way back to their respective spaces and places. Will be the top of the order in Colby Raphael to the plate, who has singled and been hit by a pitch tonight. Hit by a pitch that was going to be ball four, but in order to stay consistent, it was a hit by pitch. Statistically speaking, Colby Raphael from San Francisco State. Now Colby digs into the right-hand batter's box. It's the righty Abowd. Comes set. Sidewinder. Out of the stretch. Kicks and deals. Showing bunt is a fail up to third baseline. Handled by the pitcher Abowd. Bobbles. Throws to first. Not in time. Wide of the bag. The throw is going to go into foul territory. Coming in to score is Zanheiser. And strutting in on the throw. It's all of a sudden a tie ball game. The fails at second base. And Mark Anthony Carroll trotting in. That's going to be an E1. The second baseman, Paul Wagner, leaping to his right, trying to knock the throw down so it didn't tear him into foul territory and out of play, but the throw did. Now Raphael's at third base after that.
an absolutely perfect executed bunt from Rafael. Not every day you see a bunt turn into a triple, essentially, obviously with some help from the infield of the anchors. But getting a two-run RBI off a punt and finding himself at third base is a great way to start this inning here for the Colt 45s.
Still with nobody out, as Reyes chops this one toward the shortstop. Gloves, looks the runner back at third. Throws the first in time. Rafael now slowly makes his way back to third base. Reyes retired 6-3. One away now. As the lights have taken full effect here at Tagger Field.
Yeah,
trying to be the right-in hitting Dylan Green to the plate. He's flown out and struck out swinging tonight. Now bowed. There was a fastball low for ball one.
And something we've grown accustomed to here at these Colt 45s games, especially the ones they play at home, is that it's not a matter of if they score, but a matter of when. And today, right in the second half of the inning, up the game, excuse me.
Green turning away from this pitch, but it catches his shoulder. The infield was playing in. Now they'll return to the middle, the corner infielders rather, playing even with the bag with Wheelock holding the runner on at first in order to keep the double play in order, and they shade the middle infielders up the middle. So Green hit by a pitch. Runners at first and third as Dom DeCagno to the plate with an open stance. Watches a fastball catch the inside corner for a called strike one. A wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. Rocking the socks up high. Dancing off the bag at first is Dylan Green. Now breaking. This one's chopped toward the first baseman Wheelock. Waiting back is going to have to flip to the pitcher. No play for Wheelock, and everybody's going to be safe. Rafael came in to score. Dylan Green moving to second after he was breaking on the play. It was a high chopper, and Wheelock had to run backward to wait for the hop. By the time the ball came down to him, he went to flip it to the pitcher on the bag in time, but wasn't even close. Safe at first was Dom DeCagno, and now we're going to get a pitching change for the Alameda Angers. It's 3-2 now. The Colt 45s have rallied back and taken the lead as Jerry Gibbs takes the baseball from Adam Aboud. He goes a third plus. Be a new pitcher on in relief, and in order to allow him to warm up, we're going to cut the break, but we'll be right back after this message from our sponsors. Bottom of the fifth with the Colt 45s up by a score of 3-2. Now with the lead, it will be the relief pitcher for the Alameda Anchors facing off against Sam Marr when we get back right after this.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. It's a new pitcher on in relief, number 66 for the Alameda Anchors, on relief of Adam Aboud, who gave up a walk and a hit batter, but then also a couple of singles, and it led to a couple of runs, but he is responsible for both runners aboard at first and second currently. As the relief pitcher for the Anchors is concluding his warm-up tosses. A little break in the action here for this pitching change. Colt 45's now with the 3-2 lead. The error and the trio of runs.
Yeah, 66, Nate Newberry.
Nate Newberry is the new pitcher. On in the leap of Adam Abound. It will be Sam Marr facing off against them. Runners on first and second.
Yeah, Maddie. Third baseman,
number 36. Corner infielders playing even with the bag. Wheel lock, the first baseman, playing in front of the runner at first, Dom DeCagno. Sam Marr has walked and flown out tonight. Here's the pitch from Newberry. The righty pitches the inside corner, called strike one. On deck is Andrew Mora, should the inning continue. The Alameda Anchors looking for a ground ball to get a double play. Here's the 0-1 delivery with the outfield shaded toward left. It's fouled at the plate for strike two. No balls and two strikes with one gone. In this 3-2 ball game here in the bottom of the fifth. Newberry. Come set, glove at the belt, now checks the runners, picks, deals the 0-2. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, but it's going to skip behind him. No throw as both runners advance on the pass ball.
Yeah, Jacob, now a tough situation or position for the Anchors to be in with now two runners in scoring position with just one out down. Colt 45 has done a great job making their way through the lineup so far. And they're looking to increase the lead here. They were scoreless here heading into this bottom of the fifth, and now they're in the lead with great potential to do more damage.
The 1-2 misses in the dirt to make the count. Two balls and two strikes. The infielder's now playing in on the grass to gun down the runner at home for anything on the infield. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Runners on second and third. The 2-2 delivery from Newberry. Poked foul. Keeps the count at two balls and two strikes.
And let's hear it again for our bat boy, Jacob.
Two balls, two strikes with one out. As Newberry, with a new baseball, comes set off that first base side, peering in at his catcher. Love on his front leg now comes set. The infield is playing in. The 2-2 pitch to the righty Sam Marr. Right at the knees. Called strike three. Marr knew he was turned around, headed back toward the dugout before the umpire even rung him up.
Called strike three.
That's out number two in the first strikeout for Newberry. Now the Anchors return to normal depth for Andrew Mora. They'll play the left-hand hitter to pull. Andrew Mora has singled twice tonight. The opportunity to get a couple of RBIs here. Newberry, the righty, readies. The catcher sets up in. Now the pitch from Newberry misses wide. The third base coach for the Colt 45 is calling for a balk. After dancing off the bag at third was Dylan Green. Trying to draw a balk. None of the umpires thought it was. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball on the outside corner. He ends up to count at one ball and one strike. Some jawing from the fans here at Tiger Field after that no call. One and one. Here's the delivery to the left-hand hitter, Andrew Mora. Now, now a balk is called, and both runners will move up 90 feet. The field umpire that time looks like a little bit of a hesitation in the step after coming set for the pitcher, Newberry. Now the Colt 45s have a two-run lead, and what was at the beginning of this inning a two-run deficit. Runner at third. One ball and one strike on the left-hand hitting Mora. The infield shifted to pull. Here's the 1-1 from the righty Newberry. This is outside for ball two. Newberry fiddling with his glove. Now righties to peer in at his catcher, Emmett Desmond, relays the signs. As Newberry comes set, now kicks and deals the 2-1. Skips all the way past the catcher to the screen. Coming in to score in time is Dom DeCagno. It's now a 5-2 ball game. And it's ball three. A wild series of events here. But if there's anything we learned from last night after the Colt 45s led by a score of 5-1 after five, it is to not count out these Alameda Anchors. My apologies, it was in the 8th inning that they scratched across 6-1, so it was after 7 innings. There's a 3-1 delivery to Mora, popped up foul over the third base dugout for the Colt 45s, rather, not the Alameda Anchors. Moves the count to 3-2. Running out of room was the third baseman, Andy Moon, for the Alameda Anchors giving chase. Balls and 2 strikes with 2 gone.
And coming across the plate was DeCagno on that last one. Just great heads-up play, saw the wild pitch, and able to make his way home, beat the tag with a slide.
The payoff pitch from Newberry is hit in the air towards center. DeFari Williams should be playable. He'll set it underneath it in left center field and squeeze it for the out. The Colt 45s strand one, but they take the lead. They put 5 on the board. It's 5-2 after 5 as we head to the top of the 6th inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Community Foundation of the North State as a grant-making public charity for over 25 years. They link people who care with cases that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Starting pitcher for the Colt 45s, Wyatt Green, goes 5. He gave up 3 hits and 2 runs, both earned. He walked 1 and struck out 11, striking out every single Alameda anchor. And that'll be Colton Sewell on in relief. Sewell is 1-0 on the year in 4 games. He's got 1 save in 13 innings pitched. He struck out 20, walked 6. And allowed 4 hits. Sewell, a right-hander out of Bandon, Oregon, and Feather River College. 6'2", 220. Here's a pitch from Sewell to Wheelock. Huge cut and miss. Strike one. He's got... Wheelock has been struck out twice tonight. The 0-1 brushes Wheelock back and catches his thigh, so he will take first base on the hit batsman. Now Hoskins due up.
Just a quick nod to the cap tonight, as you mentioned, for Wyatt Green with 11 strikeouts, finishing with 8 in a row. Absolutely incredible, unstoppable performance from him. Just the 2 blemishes on the scoreboard, and you would argue
Just went sails back to the screen, taking second base easily as wheel lock on the wild pitch.
Sorry, as I was saying, as we had the quick wild pitch, which we got a runner on second base now, is wheel lock. It's 1-0 count in favor of Hoskins here. I was saying Wyatt Green, you'd have to argue he had very little to do. The pitching had not much to do with the two runs the anchors have scored, and more to do with the fielding of the Colt 45s early in the game.
Yeah, and unfortunately, both those runners that did come around to score reached on singles and a walk. This one's hit in the air toward left center field. And off the wall, where a fail play back, wheel lock will come in to score, rounding second, but holding there with a stand-up double is Joseph Hoskins, and the Alameda anchors get one of the five runs right back. Beautifully hit right to the left center gap, and fail playing it back in to hold the runner at second base. Wheel lock comes in to score. It's now 5-3. The Colt 45s on top by two here in this top of the sixth inning.
Yeah, great hit there by Hoskins. Nice pop on the bat. Makes it its way all the way to the wall for second. I thought it was going to go. Definitely had the distance to, but it's not quite the height to get all the way out there. But best hit we've seen tonight, for sure.
Yeah, just not quite enough to get it out. Not quite enough muscle on it. But enough to get a double off the wall. It's a 1-0 count on Parker Hellickson, who's singled and struck out looking tonight. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Sewell. This is high.
Now for ball two. As
the catcher will make his way out to the pitcher and talk things over, hand deliver that baseball and settle him down a little bit. Sewell started the game. He went six innings. That was on June 21st against NBO. He walked two and struck out nine. But other than that, he is not allowed to run. He's got an 0-0 ERA, which has now jumped after allowing this run. Working a 2-0 count on Parker Hellickson. To the catcher, McMillan went out and said some words of encouragement to him. The 2-0 delivery from Sewell. Swing and a miss for strike one. 2-1 now with nobody out. Bending at the belt is Sewell. Now comes set after he gets the sign. Checks the runner back at second. The 2-1 delivery. Huge cut and miss for strike two. Back-to-back pitches drawing the swing and miss from Hellickson.
Yeah, Jacob, great-looking couple pitches there from Sewell. Very important that he wins this battle here against Hellickson as there's zero outs and a runner in scoring position, and he's already let one come across the plate here this inning. So just trying to protect that lead here.
The 2-2 in the dirt blocked by McMillan. Will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. With nobody out still. Here in this top of the sixth, the Colt 45's only up by two. The tying run is at the plate. Sewell checks the runner at second. Now kicks and deals the payoff pitch. Misses up and in for ball four. They'll put runners on first and second for Emmett Desmond. As Bob Anderson will make his way out to the mound, collecting the whole infield. Not sure if this is a pitching change or a strategy talk, as the tying run is at first base now. Any sort of extra base hit, and it will be a tie ball game, which is not something the Colt 45s want. They are a double play away from getting a quick two outs. You have to imagine what Sewell is looking for here, if not a punch out.
But yeah, most goal, definitely.
Your main goal should be keeping those runners at first and second. Of course, make sure the double play is not taken away. So now the meeting is broken up, and everyone returns back to where they need to be. 5-3 here in this top of the sixth. Emmett Desmond, the catcher, who has singled and walked tonight, up to the plate. Mora playing behind, in front of the runner at first now as he circles around the runner. And on the grass watching for the bunt. Here's a pitch from Sewell. Check swing
Young didn't go on the field of first for ball one.
The pitch was taken outside. Holding up was Desmond.
And some more chatter coming here from the crowd questioning the field judge's call there.
Now two balls and no strikes. Colt 45's looking for two on the infield. They have the middle infielder shaded up the middle at double play depth. Here's the 2-0. It's the right-hand hit.